We're going to do the roll call and pledge and all that. Okay. Great. Okay, good morning, everybody. Apologies for being a little bit late this morning, but we're here, and fortunately, we only have one item of business before us, so it's not going to be a terribly long meeting, but it's a very important meeting. So we welcome those who are here and all of those who are watching us courtesy of the web. We will begin by calling the meeting to order, and as we always do, we will ask those who are here to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Balms?
Here.
Ms. Berg? Mr. De La Torre?
Here.
Mrs. Reardon? Supervisor Roberts? Supervisor Serna?
Here.
Dr. Sheriffs? Professor Sperling?
Here.
Chairman Nichols?
Here.
Madam Chairman, we have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. We have a couple of announcements. Just to remind people that if you wish to testify this morning, you need to fill out a request card. If you signed up online, you need to check in with the clerk anyway just to make sure that you get called on. We will impose our usual three-minute time limit on speakers this morning, although I think we have some time, so if we need to extend it, we will, but generally speaking, that's a pretty good practice that we follow here. I am also required by the rules of this building to tell you that there are emergency exits to the rear and on both sides of this podium that I'm sitting at, and that in the event of a fire alarm, we're required to evacuate this room immediately and go down the stairs and out of the building until you hear an all-clear signal, and then we return into the hearing. We will resume. Before we begin, I also want to welcome officially and formally Richard Corey as the newly appointed Executive Officer of the Air Resources Board. Richard brings 28 years of professional experience to this position, including an impressive track record of accomplishments within the Air Resources Board. Immediately prior to his appointment as Executive Officer, Richard served as Deputy Executive Officer overseeing the Stationary Source Division, where he was responsible for a broad range of programs, including fuels, incentives, air toxics, and climate change, just a small range of our activities. Richard's first meeting as Executive Officer is today, so we're looking forward to his continued leadership in his new role. And I don't know, Richard, if you wish to add anything to that other than say hi, but you're welcome to add a couple of remarks if you want to.
I will, Chairman Nichols, very briefly, though, and very much appreciate the opportunity. When I came to the board in 85, I had great respect for the organization and what it had accomplished with respect to public health improvement, really here and throughout the country and the world through its leadership. And throughout my time here, it's become abundantly clear that great policy, comes from administration, legislative, and board leadership and vision, a committed and technically exceptional staff relying on the best science, effective work with stakeholders, and ongoing administration and oversight. Those underpinnings continue to drive the process, and I look really forward to continue to work with the board, staff, districts, and many stakeholders to develop and implement effective programs that address our air quality challenges and improve public health. And appreciate and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, as I mentioned, we have one item on today's agenda, but it's a big one. We're proposing to modify the cap and trade regulation in order to consider proposed regulatory amendments creating a linked market program between California and Quebec beginning in 2014. This is a historic step for California as well as for our partners in Quebec. It marks the culmination of almost 5 years of work and extensive coordination between these two jurisdictions. The action that we are taking today is also an example of dedicated commitment to the goal of fighting climate change that transcends administrations, politics, and even language. It's a clear recognition that the danger we face in climate change, that is, the danger that we are experiencing even now in a variety of ways, rises above national, state, or provincial boundaries. It is truly a global problem, and it can only be addressed by different countries, states, and provinces working together towards a single common purpose. Last week, Governor Brown reminded us of this when he was in China giving some remarks at Tsinghua University and focused on the point that we're one world. As he said, we've got one big problem and we all have to work on it. And what's beautiful and exciting about climate change is no one group can solve the problem, not the United States, not California, not Japan, not China. We all have to do it. Climate change is a great unifier. This is an imperative where human beings could collaborate. That was a quote from Jerry Brown. On the eve of his departure to China, the governor supported the consideration of this item when he formally indicated that the Quebec program is as stringent as California's, a finding that was required by legislation passed last year. The governor's decision to move forward was supported by a legal analysis of the linkage with Quebec that was provided by Attorney General Kamala Harris. In his letter, the governor also noted that now, quote, CARB and the Quebec Ministry of Environment will test and evaluate their auction platforms and trading systems to ensure that they are fully compatible and ready to be implemented and that linkage can be accomplished without disruption to California's program. So we now have in hand the finding from the governor, supported by the advice of the Attorney General, and therefore it's up to the Air Resources Board to move this issue forward. When I met 2 days ago in San Francisco with the Executive Director of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Christiana Figueres, she pointed out that worldwide, we're not moving as fast as we need to fight climate change, and that while nations may not be able to make agreements and live up to accords even that they have signed, subnationals, as they are called, that is, us states and provinces, are indeed making progress and keeping the rest of the world moving in the right direction toward the creation of more efforts to reduce our dependence on petroleum fuels and to create a larger carbon market. By joining with Quebec, we will be doing just that, offering California businesses more options within the program and also assisting in creating an even more robust market than we have today. We are showing the world that meaningful and mutually beneficial arrangements between jurisdictions can be put in place to reduce greenhouse gases. I think it's important that we remember that the legislature in passing AB 32 reminded us that it's our job to facilitate the development of integrated regional, national, and international greenhouse gas reduction programs. So this is not some new venture for the Air Resources Board. The law itself saw that moving forward by linking programs could provide a framework for additional partners to join and to demonstrate a workable template for urgently needed action. Recently, I had the opportunity to meet with Quebec's Minister of the Environment, Yves-François Blanchet, and other officials as well, and I was really impressed by their commitment, which is very strong and very clear, to move as aggressively and effectively as we could possibly wish, and to do so in a way which will complement our own efforts. As of last June, in fact, Quebec took steps to amend its own cap-and-trade regulation to follow in areas where we needed them to harmonize with our program so that we would be able to fully recognize allowances that are issued by Quebec. We've moved forward, I would say, in a fairly deliberate manner. As I said, this it's taken 5 years to get to this point, and at no step of the way have we failed to carefully test and evaluate what the consequences of this kind of linkage could be. I especially want to thank the staff of ARB and Cal EPA, who, as well as their counterparts in Quebec, who spent hundreds of hours in phone calls as well as traveling back and forth between California and Canada, working to ensure that our programs parallel one another and can be linked together seamlessly. I also, again, want to thank the governor for his support of vision and dedication and commitment to fighting climate change and setting an example for the rest of the country and the world. So what we've got before us today represents, I think, one more step, the next logical step, in the implementation of the cap and trade program, which, again, is only one piece of our climate program, but it certainly is an important one because it is setting a benchmark for the rest of the world. Clearly, this is a kind of program that is not meant to be run by and for one state or even one country alone. It needs to be something that will entice and involve others. And so it's really tremendously gratifying that we have found, at least at this point, one very brave and effective jurisdiction that wants to be part of our efforts, and of course we will be part of theirs as well. So I think it's time to move on, and at this point I would like Mr. Corey to introduce the item.
Thank you, Chairman Nichols. As you mentioned, staff will present for board consideration proposed linkage amendments to the cap and trade regulation. These changes enable us to link California's program with the program operated by Quebec. We're asking that you vote to adopt the amendments that would link the two programs beginning 2014. California and Quebec are partners in the Western Climate Initiative and have coordinated on the design of the respective program over the last several years. This resulted in similar programs that require only minor changes to harmonize for linked programs. We've been working for the past 2 years to develop infrastructure such as the instrument tracking system and auction platform to serve the needs of market participants in California and our partner jurisdictions. This process will be completed over the next few months to allow implementation of a linked program with Quebec. The board may recall at the June 12, 2012 hearing that they were poised to act on the proposed linkage amendments, but Senate Bill 1018 was adopted by the legislature that day and subsequently enacted. SB 1018 requires the governor to make four findings prior to any state agency linking programs with another jurisdiction. On April 8, 2013, the governor sent a letter to the California Resources Board making the required findings under SB 1018. As such, we're here today to request that the board vote on the proposed regulatory amendments. Board action to approve the proposed amendments would link the two programs beginning 2014. Now, Mr. Sean Donovan from the Climate Change Program Evaluation Branch will begin the staff presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Corey. Good morning, Chairman Nichols and members of the board. This board item is to discuss staff's proposed linkage amendments to the cap and trade regulation. The proposed amendments allow for linkage of California and Quebec's cap and trade programs. Linkage would allow California entities to use Quebec-issued compliance instruments to meet their compliance obligations in California, and for California-issued compliance instruments to be used in Quebec by their entities. Before I discuss the proposed amendments, I will also provide a brief update on the status of California's program. Next, I will describe the linkage process and the proposed amendments. I will then give a general description of Quebec's program design and follow up with a discussion of the governor's findings pursuant to Senate Bill 1018. California's longstanding pollution control programs have demonstrated that strong environmental regulation and economic growth can go hand in hand. AB 32 represents a pioneering effort to address climate change by mandating a 2020 greenhouse gas emissions target equivalent to 1990 emissions levels. As discussed in the scoping plan, the cap and trade program is a key component of the suite of measures being implemented to meet the AB 32 mandate. The enforceable declining cap is designed to ensure we meet the AB 32 goal, providing a powerful backstop so that even if other measures do not achieve their estimated reductions, we will meet our objectives. The program creates a carbon price that provides a broad economy-wide incentive for investment in clean technology and increased energy efficiency. Finally, The proposed linkage regulation would also meet another requirement of AB 32, the development of integrated regional, national, and international greenhouse gas reductions programs. Linking programs will provide a framework for additional partners to join, demonstrating a workable template for urgently needed action. California's cap-and-trade program has begun in earnest, and we are happy to report that it is running as anticipated. The regulation went into effect at the beginning of last year. In November 2012, we distributed allowances, and in the same month, we held our first auction. That auction was followed by another quarterly auction in February of this year. We will continue to hold quarterly auctions and reserve sales as needed. This fall, staff will propose additional amendments to the cap-and-trade regulation to fine-tune the program. I will touch more on that later. As we look ahead, the first due date for compliance obligations is in November 2014. That will be the first time regulated entities are required to submit compliance instruments. At that time, they will need to cover 30% of their 2013 covered emissions. This slide provides a timeline of the development of the linkage amendments. We began this process back in February 2012 when we held a public workshop to introduce the topic to stakeholders. In May of 2012, ARB published the 45-day notice of proposed linkage amendments. This 45-day comment period included a concurrent 15-day comment period to add official regulatory documents from Quebec to the public record. The enactment of SB 1018 required the governor to make a specific findings about programs before California links. These findings are focused on the design of Quebec's cap-and-trade program and were necessary to comply with SB 1018. ARB also had a second 15-day comment period in the beginning of this year, after which the executive officer requested that the governor make findings about the proposal to link with Quebec, in conformance with SB 1018. Staff proposed a third set of 15-day changes, shortly after which the governor provided his findings about the proposed linkage with Quebec. The numerous comment periods and the governor's review of the proposal to link with Quebec means the linkage proposal has been reviewed by multiple parties over the course of the last 11 months. What do these proposed amendments look like? Linkage means that regulated entities in California could use Quebec-issued allowances and offsets to comply with the cap-and-trade regulation, and Quebec-regulated entities could use California-issued allowances and offsets to comply with Quebec's regulation. This ability to use compliance instruments in either jurisdiction would begin on January 1, 2014, under the proposed amendments. Staff is committed to providing an annual update to the board on the status of the cap-and-trade program. Additionally, if Quebec plans to significantly change its program, we will notify the board, and a public review of the proposed changes would be conducted at least 6 months prior to any new changes taking effect in Quebec. The next four slides provide a summary of Quebec's climate change program and focus on its cap-and-trade program. Bill 42, similar to AB 32 in California, requires Quebec to address climate change and authorizes the establishment of a cap-and-trade program. Quebec's 2020 greenhouse gas emissions target is 20% below the 1990 levels and thus more stringent than the 2020 target mandated in AB 32. Like California, Quebec has been a WCI partner jurisdiction for 6 years and participated in the development of the WCI recommendations for a regional market program. Prior to the coordination of efforts that began last year to harmonize the California and Quebec regulations for linkage this year, Quebec had existing mandatory greenhouse gas reporting and cap-and-trade regulations based on the WCI design recommendations. Last December, Quebec finalized amendments to their existing mandatory reporting and cap-and-trade regulations that harmonize their regulations and allow for a joint market program with California. It should be noted that the size of Quebec's emissions inventory is approximately one-fifth the size of California's program in terms of total greenhouse gas emissions, although covered sectors are the same. As we walk through the program in a bit more detail, it is important to note that in order to link, not all areas need to be identical. However, overall, it is important that the programs have similar stringency and rigor to support a joint market. As part of normal program oversight, staff from both jurisdictions will monitor their program and recommend any changes to the respective regulations as needed. A rigorous mandatory reporting program is essential to support an effective cap-and-trade program. Quebec's mandatory reporting program is consistent with the WCI design recommendations and California's mandatory greenhouse gas reporting program. Both programs require reporting by the same types of industrial sectors with an identical threshold for inclusion in the cap-and-trade program. Quebec's reporting methods for each sector are consistent with the requirements in California's regulation. And, like in California, Quebec requires third-party verification of its greenhouse gas inventory reports. The final amendments to Quebec's missing data provisions were strengthened to align with California's provisions. These are important to deter gaming and provide a conservative estimate of greenhouse gas emissions. Both regulations exceed the minimum recommendations to support a rigorous market program as developed by WCI. As in California, Quebec's cap-and-trade program is also an economy-wide program that covers the largest greenhouse gas emitters and electricity importers. There are an estimated 80 total regulated entities representing the same covered sectors as California's regulated entities. The program is designed with the same holding and purchase limits so that all regulated entities in a joint program would be held to the same requirements to ensure market integrity. Like California, Quebec has quarterly auctions and reserve sales. As part of a joint program, California and Quebec would hold joint quarterly auctions. Both programs have an allowance price containment reserve, which is comprised of allowances set aside from the annual allowance budgets. Reserve sales would be held separately, and only California entities would be able to buy at the California reserve sale. Quebec also has a 3-year compliance period, but does not require a partial annual surrender as California does. Staff does not believe this presents any concerns as a part of a joint program. Quebec's regulations include the same identity verification requirements as California before individuals are given accounts in the tracking system. And the enforceability provisions in Quebec's program are equivalent to those in the California program. This slide provides an overview of the offset program in Quebec. The offset criteria and offset issuance process in Quebec are consistent with the design of California's program. There is similar stringency for offsets to meet the AB 32 offset criteria and program oversight by the Government of Quebec. As with California, Quebec also has an 8% offset usage limit for the regulated entities. The Quebec regulation includes 3 compliance offset protocols. The livestock protocol requires the capture and destruction of methane similar to the ARB livestock protocol. The ozone depleting substances protocol only applies to ODS from foams, as Quebec has a program in place to address refrigerant ODS, and those reductions would not be considered additional. The small landfill protocol requires the capture and destruction of methane at landfills that have less than 450,000 tons of residual waste in place. This protocol only applies to small landfills, as California has a regulation that requires landfills larger than that threshold to address methane emissions. By setting this threshold, Quebec avoids providing offset credit to large landfills that would be regulated if they were in California. At this time, ARB's protocols only apply to the United States, and Quebec's protocols only apply to projects that occur either in Quebec or Canada. This prevents project developers from shopping for a jurisdiction with less stringent protocols. They will have only one choice, depending on the location, for which jurisdiction would issue offsets and which protocol is applicable to an offset project. For the proposed regulation amendments, staff performed a California Environmental Equality Act environmental analysis in accordance with ARB's certified regulatory program. The analysis is based on potential compliance responses of covered entities and relies on the prior analysis performed for the cap and trade regulation in the Appendix O to the October 2010 staff report, referred to as the FED. For the California linkage amendments, the analysis found some potential indirect impacts that may occur due to California entities seeking out Quebec-issued offsets. These indirect potential impacts would be similar to those described in the FED and staff report for the landfill measure, which found the livestock protocol has the potential for significant adverse impacts to odors, cultural resources, noise, and transportation and traffic. As I mentioned earlier, prior to linkage, SB 1018 requires the governor to make 4 findings. This slide contains a summary of the findings required under SB 1018 before California can link with another jurisdiction. These conditions are, one, that the linking jurisdictions program is equivalent to or stricter than California's, two, that California will continue to be able to enforce AB 32, three, that the linking jurisdiction has the ability to enforce its own regulation, and four, that the proposed linkage amendments will not create a significant liability for California. The executive officer at ARB sent a letter to Governor Brown in February requesting that he consider the proposed linkage with Quebec and the findings required by SB 1018. On April 8th, the governor responded to ARB's letter. He found, one, that Quebec's program is similar to or identical to California's in all material respects, two, that linkage does not change California's ability to enforce AB 32, three, that Quebec's regulations provide for equivalent enforcement of its cap-and-trade program, and four, that linking will most likely not lead to any significant liability. The governor's letter also directs the Air Resources Board to begin preparing for linkage and to provide a linkage implementation status report later in the year. As directed in SB 1018, the governor also sought a review of the linkage proposal from the Attorney General's office to help inform his decision. As an attachment to the letter provided to ARB, the governor's office released the written response from the Attorney General's office of their review of the linkage proposal. The Attorney General agreed that there was an adequate basis for the governor to make the four findings under SB 1018. Both the governor's letter and the Attorney General's letter are publicly available on the governor's and ARB's websites. Let me now turn to stakeholder comments. During the rulemaking process, we received approximately 37 public comment letters regarding the proposed regulation amendments. There were three categories of comment types. The first was that California stakeholders would like an opportunity to comment on any future changes made to a linked jurisdictions program. Second, stakeholders wanted their specific issues unrelated to linkage resolved prior to linking with another jurisdiction. And third, stakeholders would like to know what happens in case linked programs decide to delink. Let me address each of these issues. With regard to changes in a linked program, staff is proposing to provide a report to the board on any changes to a linked program at least 6 months prior to the changes taking effect. This report would include any staff recommendations as needed, and it would provide an opportunity for stakeholders to raise any concerns with the board. With respect to program modifications, the board is already aware that staff plans to propose additional amendments to the cap-and-trade program in the fall of this year. Any market-related amendments will be coordinated with Quebec to ensure the programs remain harmonized. Whether the programs link now or later, both jurisdictions would need to coordinate on any changes to the programs to prepare for linkage at any date. As for delinking, any process to delink would require a regulatory action informed by the specific circumstances. However, the approach we plan to define for delinking would adhere to important principles including minimizing adverse impacts on participants in the program and engaging with stakeholders to the greatest extent feasible. Unless there are extraordinary circumstances, staff anticipates that any Quebec compliance instruments held by California entities would remain valid for compliance. Now I will discuss what needs to happen prior to and after linkage. Staff will provide an update at the October board hearing on the readiness for implementing a linked program. As the governor indicated in his letter, ARB is to produce a report in November about the readiness of the linked programs. This report will be delivered to the governor and CalEPA. The executive officer will work to finalize the agreement with Quebec that lays out the coordination to implement the linked program. If the amendments are approved, the California and Quebec programs would be linked starting on January 1, 2014. Finally, we will update the board about any future changes to Quebec's program after the programs are linked. As I mentioned earlier in the presentation, staff plans to propose additional regulation amendments to the cap and trade program this fall. Besides proposed new offset protocols, staff may also propose amendments to the regulation concerning the following subjects: benchmarking and leakage review, allocation for new sectors, but for cogeneration, cost containment, resource shuffling, compliance assistance for California universities, legacy power generator contracts, and implementation-related amendments. Here we are at the last and most important slide in my presentation, the staff recommendation. After years of work and program development, we recommend that you vote to approve Resolution 13-7, which would link California's program with Quebec starting on January 1st, 2014. We urge you to direct staff to report back to you in the fall regarding the status of the auction platform, linkage systems, and whether there are any impediments to linking. This concludes the staff presentation. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. We have six witnesses who've signed up. Of course, we've received comments over the course of the period that this regulation has been under review and the various 15-day packages. So we've gotten hundreds of comments along the way, but we do have six people who are actually here today to provide some further oral comments. But before we do that, I'd like to ask if board members have any questions of staff before we begin. Okay. If not, we will call Alex Lerner. Alex? Followed by Alex Jackson from NRDC. So TNC and then NRDC. And then EDF, Erica Morehouse.
So you're close. Alex Loomer.
Loomer. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
So Alex Loomer with the Nature Conservancy, Climate Change Policy Associate. Nature Conservancy is supportive of the linkage program and encourages the board to approve the resolution. It's important to leverage additional greenhouse gas reductions beyond California's borders and address the enormity of this problem. California can't do it alone, and it's not. As is provided in the governor's language in the resolution, we're extremely supportive of ARB developing a process for public review and input with respect to any changes which may occur to Quebec's program in the future to ensure both programs maintain comparable levels of integrity. We commend the staff on their hard work on the resolution and encourage you to support it. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Can just ask you a question since we have a little time. Is TNC doing any work in Quebec? I know you have an international program.
Not on the linkages there. It's mainly just California's program.
But in terms of your other conservation activities?
Yeah. I can't speak to a lot of the stuff that's going on there. But if you'd like to know more, I can definitely send you information on it.
Well, I'm just curious. So it would be interesting to see if there's any impact on the level of the kind of work that you do in forest and land conservation, too.
Yeah, I can get in touch with some colleagues and get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Alex Jackson.
Good morning, Chair Nichols and members of the board. My name is Alex Jackson on behalf of the Natural Resources Defense Council. I'm here to speak in support of the resolution to formally link California's cap and trade program with Quebec. I think we share Chair Nichols' assessment that today is indeed a historic day. It is not every day that two subnational governments formally link economy-wide cap and trade programs to stand up and combat climate change. Indeed, today is the first and only day that has happened. We do see tremendous benefits of this proposal. It will both expand the range of emission reduction opportunities for California's program and importantly expand the total number of reductions we can expect to be achieved from both programs. And that has an impact not only for climate change writ large, but for California itself, who is particularly vulnerable to the impacts we are seeing and will see in the future from unmitigated climate change. Also, we see benefits to just enhance the resiliency and performance of California's market by linking into a more liquid and larger market. Reduce volatility can help deter efforts at manipulation, which we know we need to be vigilant about. That said, we do know that AB 32 first and foremost must work for California. And in that sense, we are very appreciative of the commitment from staff and the board to always approach AB 32 and its implementing regulations through that lens. And we very much support and appreciate the language in the board resolution committing that effort to continue even as these programs are formally linked. To be clear, we do not see any cause for concern at this time. This is very much more of a safeguard insurance policy as we, you know, monitor the status of both programs moving forward as enforcement activities and increasing collaboration efforts continue. And we do share the findings of both ARB and the Attorney General that this linkage satisfies the four findings set out in SB 1018. All told, again, I think this is a historic day. This is a good thing, and we encourage the board to vote it out. Thanks.
Thank you. Erica Morehouse.
Good morning. Thank you. Erica Morehouse with Environmental Defense Fund. Last summer at the board meeting on linkage, Chair Nichols, I think you noted that California and Quebec were engaged but not yet married. And now that the steps of the marriage process are actually in progress, I think it's incredibly gratifying to be able to look around and note that this is a marriage that the entire international community is celebrating. And in a world without a global agreement to combat climate change, this type of partnership is the best and perhaps the only way to nurture progress. The process that California and Quebec have engaged in, which began with the high-level information sharing back in 2007 and is telescoped into line-by-line analysis to harmonize the regulations, has sent a message to the world about California and Quebec's unwavering commitment to creating the most robust and effective program for reducing carbon pollution. The high standards for environmental integrity that California and WCI partners have set for themselves act as an inspirational force for nascent climate programs around the world and will create a race to the top on climate action. We look forward to following the important steps that California and Quebec will take before this joint auction in 2014, and in remaining and we look forward to remaining informed and engaged as the relationship with Quebec matures. We applaud the CARD staff on their diligent work to date and urge the board to vote in favor of this important milestone. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank Harris is next, Southern California Edison, followed by Brian Nowicki from the Center for Biological Diversity and Mark Krauss from PG&E.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Madam Chair. Good morning, board members and staff. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to address the board today. As you're no doubt aware, Southern California Edison has always supported a broad-based regional or national cap and trade program to facilitate the most effective and efficient emission reductions under AB 32. And we agree that today's step is a critical part of that process, and we congratulate the staff and the leadership on their efforts thus far. When developing such a complicated program, as we've seen over the years, challenges and events come up that one could not have predicted, and linking with another program increases that. And so SE suggests that the staff continue to look for opportunities to keep the program as simple as possible. We feel that the potential for unforeseen challenges minimized with a more simple program, more straightforward program. After all, the goal is to ensure that the linked programs work effectively, as a prior speaker stated, for California, but also to demonstrate that cap and trade can work when involving all sectors and as many regions as possible. We encourage ARB to participate in to anticipate all possible challenges and to clearly develop approaches in advance of any challenges. We're very pleased to hear, for example, the comments regarding the potential delinking and the assurance that, I presume under all but extraordinary circumstances, a Quebec-sourced allowance would still be eligible to be utilized by a California participant who may be holding it at the time that happens. That's a critical advance.